one of the big stories that is circulating, which if he does it, I got to tell you, if he does it, it will be huge. Big story is Donald Trump possibly, it's not official, but that Donald Trump possibly could be doing his own town hall campaign meeting, whatever the hell you call those things. You know, they sit in a room. Normally it's on a circular stage. And then you have all the people ask their questions. It's an intimate affair. The whole thing. Town hall. The rumor is he could be doing a town hall meeting on the night of this week's Republican debates. Yes. Not show up to the Republican debates and instead do his own town hall meeting. Would that just be ridiculously huge? Would that just be ridiculously enormous? Imagine that. Imagine Trump not doing the town hall meeting, or I should say doing the debates for his own town hall meeting. Imagine the ratings that Fox will lose. Imagine the ratings that Fox will lose. Imagine that. Now you're saying, Rob, why? Why is this happening? Well, here's the story. Megyn Kelly is going to be one of the moderators. Now, you all know the history of Megyn Kelly and Trump, right? You all know the history of Megyn Kelly and Trump. It started many months ago. You remember? When right out of the gate, she started asking Trump about past comments involving Rosie O'Donnell and other misogynist things that he had said in his past. Right out of the gate, that was Megyn Kelly's first question. And then it went downhill from there. They, of course, got into it via Twitter, via Fox, after that debate where Trump famously said Megyn Kelly was so angry that night. She had blood coming out of her ears, her nose, her eyes, or wherever. And of course, this fight resulted in Megyn Kelly, rather you believe it or not, taking her vacation at the exact same time this outrage, this fighting was going on between Trump and Fox News. Trump had said, I'm not going to do your programs anymore, so forth and so on. So it started then. Okay? That started the fighting. And then, of course, Megyn Kelly, I guess, took the high ground and refused to engage or battle with Trump anymore after that. So that was then. Now, recently, Megyn Kelly has been putting individuals on her show that have been attacking Trump. And I'm not talking about a pro and a against type of debate. I'm talking about just a panel, okay? I'm talking about a panel that just unloads on Trump. And that was most recently a whole crew, a whole team, I guess you could call it that, from the National Review. That magazine that was put out that went after Trump and said, do not vote for Trump. He is not a conservative. It's kind of similar with what they did to Newt Gingrich back in 2012. So Kelly brought all these people on, and of course, they all discussed how Trump was an a-hole. So it wasn't Megyn Kelly kind of being a moderator between Katrina Parsons and a crew spokesman or a National Review spokesman. Rather, it's Cal Thomas or one of these other old turds. It was just National Review unloading on Trump on Megyn Kelly's show, and Megyn Kelly shaking her head like a puppet. Yes. Okay. Yes. Exactly. Yes. Yes. I agree. Oh, yes. Yes. I totally agree. 100%. 100%. Yes. So, in turn, the Trump people said, listen, why are we going to do a debate a few days before Iowa where Megyn Kelly is going to be moderating with Chris Wallace? And it's obvious that Megyn Kelly has an agenda. It's obvious Megyn Kelly's going to go into that debate with an agenda. Her agenda is going to be make Trump look bad. Fight with Trump. A few days out from the Iowa caucuses, get those voters not to turn up for Trump. I mean, this is the establishment's final shot at denying Trump that nomination. This is it. This is it. Because once Iowa starts, it's like a snowball. It's like a snowball that starts as a golf ball and eventually gets that steam, gets that momentum, and turns into a boulder, then turns into an avalanche. So Megyn Kelly is the firewall. Megyn Kelly is that firewall. You got the National Review. You then have Megyn Kelly pushing the National Review. I mean, imagine. Imagine. The only people that see the National Review are the people that actually still buy magazines. And we went over just how many people that really is. Well, guess what? When Megyn Kelly, who has a big audience, primetime, puts the National Review and the editors and writers for the National Review on her program, it now turns it into much more than just a magazine. Now it's almost like a video magazine. It's almost like a picture page. Much, much more than just the magazine going to newsstands and airport newsstands. And I think that's the only place that you could actually buy magazines anymore, newsstands and airport newsstands. And when I mean newsstands, you're West 57th Street, freezing cold, and no cover, but shelves of magazines out on the street on racks. Talking about that newsstand. So there's Megyn Kelly putting the National Review. She's putting the people on her program where they talk about it. They hype it up. They they really do a number. Okay, let's just leave it at that. They really do a number. They really do a number. So the question is, what makes anybody think that Megyn Kelly is not going to give a doozy of a performance? She's already come out and said Donald Trump tried to woo her. She had a magazine article where she said Donald Trump tried to schmooze her. I mean, it's obvious this Megyn Kelly does not like Trump. So with all of this stuff, with the history and with what just happened, Trump is now saying, you know what? Maybe we're not going to do the debate. Maybe we're not going to do the debate. Maybe we're going to do our own debate. What do you think of that? Now, if you get rid of Megyn Kelly as moderator, then maybe we won't think about this town hall debate. But if Megyn Kelly is still one of the moderators, we're going to seriously weigh our options. Now, Trump has threatened to not do debates before. He's threatened to do boycotts before. He's told CNN, maybe I won't do your debate unless you pay the veterans X amount of millions. Now, remember, the National Review is supposed to be part of this debate that is coming up. So they were already booted. They were already booted once they came out with their anti-Trump issue. Now the question is, will Megyn Kelly be booted? Now, word through the grapevine is no, that Fox is saying absolutely not, which in turn Trump is weighing. He's weighing the options. He's weighing the options. Now, I think it's brilliant. I think it's brilliant. You have voting that goes on Monday. Let's face it. Between Thursday and Monday, unless something, beyond huge, okay? Unless something beyond huge happens, I would say Trump is going to win Iowa. Now, I'm not exactly thrilled with this. I'm not exactly thrilled with it because the history of the Iowa caucuses is not too good. We've documented this before. Huckabee has won it in the past. Santorum has won it in the past. And both of them got nowhere near the nomination. They couldn't even smell the nomination. That's how far they were away from it. So I'm a little mixed on it. On one hand, I want Trump to win everything. On the other, winning this Iowa caucuses could be a curse. It could be a doomsday curse. But nonetheless, unless something catastrophic happens, Trump is going to win Iowa. So, what the hell does he need that debate for Thursday? Just another Republican debate. Just another Republican debate. And chances are, after Monday, there's going to be a whole bunch of people that are going to get out of the race. There's going to be a whole bunch of people that get out of the race. So there's really no reason for Trump to do Thursday's debate. What would be bigger, what would be huge, is if he did his town hall meeting at the exact same time the Republican debates were on. About this. You got to think about this. And I hope the Trump people are listening. I do. I hope they're listening. I know they listen to all the conservative shows. I hope they're listening to this. I know we're not as cool as Limbu and Levin. We're much cooler, though, than Medved. Way cooler. Way cooler than Medved. But think about this, okay? Think about this. The Republican debates have been getting the ratings they've been getting because of Trump. That's a fact. That's a fact. Look at the debates in the past, 2012, 2008. Look at the numbers, look at the ratings. And now look at the debates for 2015 and 2016. Night and day. Night and day. People tune into those debates to see Trump. People tune into those debates to see Trump interact with Cruz, interact with Jeb Bush, interact with Megyn Kelly. People tune in for Trump. So, if Trump is not on the debate stage Thursday, and Trump does his own town hall meeting, every single one of those networks that are not Fox are going to pick that town hall meeting up live. So if the debates start at 6 o'clock on Fox and Trump goes live at 6 o'clock with a special town hall meeting, MSNBC will cover Trump live in its entirety. It won't be a, oh, this is the Rachel Maddow show, and we're going to go to Donald Trump as he does his town hall meeting. And then while the town hall meeting is going on, they go back to Rachel Maddow, they go to a commercial. No. They will stay with the town hall meeting. CNN will go live with the town hall meeting. And this will be going on while Fox has their debate. While Fox is having their debate, the star of all of their debates will be doing his own thing, and the other networks will be covering it. The other networks will be covering it. It would completely, it will completely destroy Fox's debate, its ratings, everything, everything. It will absolutely destroy everything for Fox. So if the Trump people are listening, if Katrina is listening, if who's the other gentleman for the campaign? Corey Lewandowski, something like that. I'm telling you guys, you need to do the town hall debate opposite the Fox News debate. You need to pull Trump from that debate. Of course, if Fox agrees to take Megyn Kelly out, then stay with the Fox debate. Because, of course, you'll get what you wanted. But if they refuse, if Roger Ailes and Rupert Murdoch refuse, along with Rance Priebus, if they all refuse and say, no, Donald, then pull out of the debate. Pull out of it. I'm telling you, pull out of it. Hold your own town hall meeting, debate, whatever the hell you want to call it, and it will drive a stake through the heart of Fox News and Rance Priebus. I mean, you got nothing to lose at this point. At this point, 3 days away from the caucuses, you have absolutely nothing to lose. And basically 4 to 5 days away from a handful of candidates that will be getting out. I mean, because let's face it, the Iowa caucuses are all about 1, 2, and 3. It's like the Special Olympics, first place, second place, third place. Everybody gets a ribbon, the whole thing. So if you're not even three, okay, if you're not even three, forget about it. Forget about it. All the people that are in the ones and the twos and the threes, fours in the polls, and people will constantly ask them, are you going to be getting out? Are you going to be getting out? Your polls, your numbers are bad. Are you going to get it? And they say, no, we're going to see what happens come Iowa and New Hampshire. That's where it matters. It doesn't matter what a national poll says. It matters with what the voters say. So we're going to reevaluate our campaign come Iowa, New Hampshire. That's what everybody says. So guess what? Tuesday, people that didn't finish first, second, or third are going to have to reevaluate exactly where they stand and what they're going to do. Maybe fourth place stays. Maybe even fifth place stays. Like I said, it's very much like the Special Olympics or how all competitions operate now with the kids in school. You get ribbons for 9th, 10th, 12th. Everybody gets a trophy just for participating. But I got to imagine if you don't finish in, say, the top five, it's over. If you're Carly Fiorina and you register 10th in Iowa, it's over. If you're Chris Christie and you register at 12th, it's over. And if you're somebody like Jeb Bush, who is a establishment, someone who has tens of millions, and you don't finish in the top five, it's over. Why would anybody want to keep giving you money? Because you got to think, guys, the whole Iowa thing and where you place, it gives you some type of, I don't know, bragging, gives you something to say to donors and different supporters. Look, guys, yeah, we're here in the national polls and, you know, we're here in this state or that state, but look where we finished in Iowa, and Iowa's conservative. Look, guys, we have a shot. I told you we could do it. Look, we finished fourth. Look, we finished it. Look, guys, we finished eighth. Yeah? Goodbye. Loser. Loser. So Trump's got nothing to gain. He's got nothing to gain with doing this debate Thursday. And possibly getting into a scuffle with Megyn Kelly. He's got nothing to gain from this. Absolutely nothing to gain. Absolutely nothing to gain. He has more to lose than to gain. He's got more to gain if he did his own town hall meeting. That would be the buzz. the buzz of the night would be, do I watch Donald Trump in a town hall meeting taking questions from different supporters? He's in a circular stage setting, laid back in a friendly fireside chat vibey setting, or do I watch Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio and Chris Christie argue with each other? The only reason we turn into the debates is to watch Trump. We don't turn in to see Cruz. We don't turn in to watch the Canadian. Silly. We turn in to see Trump. So now people will watch Trump. Now you'll sit there and watch Trump. There'll be bigger headlines. If Trump, between now and say, see, tomorrow's Tuesday. If between now and Wednesday, if Trump can put this together, if Trump could put this together, hell, imagine, Corey and Katrina, if you're listening, imagine actually trying to coordinate, this where it's more than just we're cutting to Donald Trump doing his town hall meeting. Imagine if you could actually coordinate it where MSNBC or CNN could sell advertising because it's a planned event. They could actually sell advertising. They could raise the rates. They could do something that's more planned than just a cut to. Something more than just a cut to. If they could set that up before Wednesday, that would be the buzz. That would be the buzz going into Iowa. That would be the buzz going into the debates before Iowa. I'm telling you, Corey, Katrina, I know you're listening, or you're half listening. I know Katrina's giving me a like on a couple of the stories that we have done. So I know she looks at our stuff a little. So, guys, I'm telling you, the big move would be boycott the Thursday debate, unless Megyn Kelly's removed. If she's not removed, if Fox will not remove her, do your own thing. The ratings will be huge. Fox's ratings will not be huge. And you will get more publicity by going head-to-head with the debate than you would be at the debate. You then ride that in to Iowa. You win Iowa, even though I'm not real happy about winning Iowa. But regardless, you win Iowa on Monday, and of course Tuesday, about five people drop out, which in turn, you get more support going into New Hampshire, which you lock up the nomination within a month. Within a month. So there's my take on the Megyn Kelly, the Fox debates, and of course, the Donald Trump possible a boycott and doing his own